Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
William McVeigh, director, welcome back. Great to have you.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate you having me today.
So tell me first of all, what you guys are doing in Ben Salem and why around this.
So as you just alluded to, this problem is going across the country. In Pennsylvania, over the last 2 years, we've seen a 30% increase in retail theft. It's costed the state approximately $3 billion in 2022 alone. But in Ben Salem, we've seen that exact climb, more over 30%. And at the beginning of this year, we wanted to do something to change that tide. So we teamed up with the Ben Salem Economic Development Committee, led by Bob Norcus. And what that is a group of business leaders. And they've helped us connect with local merchants and our box stores, and most importantly, the loss prevention officers, to start an information sharing network, post signs to deter criminals, letting them know we prosecute all crimes in our community, especially retail theft. And then we've also launched a social media campaign, which I think is getting the interest of Philadelphia, where on a weekly basis, we're putting out all the offenders. You know, we're being accused of trying to shame people and embarrass them, but it's simply not the case. It's really just to deter them from coming back to our town and stealing.
Now, let me ask you, already in Philadelphia, too, William, I don't know if you saw this. Immediately, they're jumping on the cops, all kinds of civil rights arguments. Are you putting up people for any offense? Is there a certain level? Do you have to do it more than once before you make the list?
No, so we're being just if you commit retail theft,
okay,
we arrest you. As long as you're not a juvenile, we won't put a juvenile's picture up, but all adult pictures, no matter how small the infraction or how high it is, we're equal. Your picture goes up. We want you to know that if you commit a crime here, we're letting our public know who you are so that if you come back, because they do recidivate, hopefully someone recognizes you, tips off security, calls us themselves, so they can be proactive to prevent you from committing that crime again.
Have you met with any resistance, though? Anybody threatened lawsuits or whatever? I haven't heard it, but I'm asking.
No, none. In fact, we have the opposite. Our community has loved it. They've embraced it on social media. We're getting upwards of 20,000 views on these. So it's really, we're looking at it as a force multiplier. We obviously don't want to violate anyone's rights ever. But that's just one part of this program. And then the other part is the technology and the change that we're having with our law enforcement into prioritizing retail theft. And no longer looking at it as just a property crime or a nuisance crime, because it's really changing the landscape of how people feel in their communities.
Sure, without a doubt, it drives up the price. It makes it difficult. Being somebody that is a security in one of these places used to be a job where you had to be alert, maybe develop some sense looking at people as they're shopping. But in Philadelphia, as you know, a guy murdered and others have been shot at in various places. Because when it becomes a thing that nobody bothers, sometimes these people are going to respond with violence then.
It's the old broken windows theory, right? Mm-hmm. If you do nothing and let it go, it's just going to become worse and more of a problem. And when these criminals think that they can get away with this, walk into a store. We have cases. We have a guy going to a Home Depot with a suitcase. He walks in with a suitcase and loads it with over $7,000 worth of circuit breakers and walks out. I mean, that's brazen. Other cases, stealing a suitcase and loading it with razor vacuums, the small vacuums. And then we catch her GPS has multiple calls in the area where she's going, and she's bragging about how she can just walk in and take these items without any repercussions. So we've seen it go way too far, and the pendulum needs to swing back. And I'm very proud that in Ben Salem, you know, our mayor, Joe DiGirolamo, he's right behind us with the EDC. And they're trying to make it business friendly. And by that, safety's number one. And so far in just 6 months, we've increased our arrest rates 9% as compared to last year. So 65% of our retail thefts were closing in arrest because of this proactive approach, because of the connections with loss prevention, and because of the technologies like intersection cameras, LPRs, and even drones now we're using to combat retail theft and send this message.
It's amazing. Any more communication now with Philadelphia with the new people in charge?
Yes. We've been very, very happy and surprised, actually, when it happened. The mayor, Sherelle Parker, she coordinated a meeting through the commissioner. Commissioner Bethel then reached out to all the local chiefs who touched Philadelphia's borders. It's the first time I've ever seen that happen. And the goal was to show her administration's support of public safety and police and to build relationships because, as we all know, if the city gets safer, the suburb gets safer. And we're very, very pleased to see that. And we've been working with Philly on some programs with our drones, with this retail theft project. So I think we're going to gain some more value working together. And it's very promising to see that the mayor is taking the steps she's taken to make the city safer.
We predicted it, that it would. I'm so glad to hear you verify it. And the police commissioner, good guy, is going to be with us in studio, I think, next Thursday. We only have the Krasner problem, but we're slowly but surely working on that because ultimately that will relieve the suburbs. And I think, I'm not sure during your tenure, maybe, there were times when the guys like you and our buddy Pat Malloy and others had good relationships with the Philadelphia police and did not have this antagonism that we've talked about. Those days can come back.
Yeah, we've seen a drastic change since Commissioner Bethel's been in. He's attended local meetings. He's met with the suburban chiefs. He's been a great resource for us, and he's opened those doors and those channels back up at the higher levels of the organizations, which was lacking for a few years. So I'm very optimistic about us driving crime down in this whole region based on their actions. And obviously the suburban chiefs, we'll continue to do what we can do. And in terms of retail theft, listen, when you're leading the city of Philadelphia, you have a lot of other problems you got to deal with. Sometimes in the suburbs, we can focus more on these types of crimes. So that's where we have a little bit more of an advantage at times. So I'm just glad to see Philly has shifted gears with retail, and they're now focusing on that because I think it'll lead to solving other crimes as well.
Absolutely. I think we have top-notch people now, a lot that I'm honored. People like you that we can get on, what the mayor does in Bensalem. So I think you're right. Better days are coming. But 20,000 views of some of the stuff, aren't you overwhelmed by that? That's pretty good.
No, I mean, our sergeant that runs our social media, he does a great job. They're not only just pushing out who we arrest, but we're on a campaign pushing out. The video that we're getting from these loss prevention officers is incredible. So we're pushing out all these suspect images, and we're getting great leads from people. So it's a crime solver for us and a force multiplier. Many of these retail theft crimes, why the rates are so high, is the digital images we capture of the suspects. We're turning around identifications, which in a day or two, and getting a warrant to get them off the street. So social media has proven to be a great platform to assist us with our investigations.
Director, where do people go to see this online and maybe help out?
The best spot would be Bensalem Police Facebook page or Crime Watch in Bensalem. There are two landing pages. They can get any of our information, and we would encourage them to do so. And anyone else looking to do something like this in our community, I think key is connecting with your business associations so you get more boots on the ground and spreading the word and get everyone to take some ownership in this to help drive the numbers down.
Thanks, Director, as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on today, guys. Have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.